As baby boomers age and become eligible for Medicare, there's been a lot of discussion about whether the system can handle all of those new enrollees and whether the program will still be around to help future generations. But my next guest says there's some good news financially going on with Medicare. Dr. Melinda Bunton is a health economist and chair of the Department of Health Policy at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. And Dr. Bunton, is it accurate to say that the issue is not that Medicare costs are going down, but that they're just not going up by as much and as quickly as they had been?
That is accurate. And that might not sound like a big deal, costs aren't going up as fast, but really what's been going on for decades is that healthcare costs have been growing faster than family incomes and faster than tax revenues that support them for public programs like Medicare and Medicaid. So that's really meant that healthcare sort of piece of the pie has been growing, and that's been really a problem for household budgets and for the federal budget.
So does that lead you to think that maybe Medicare will be solvent for longer than we had thought?
Well, Medicare solvency is something that we've always been keeping an eye on. And I would say that if we looked at the forecast from a decade ago, the forecast from a decade ago was that Medicare would essentially already be insolvent in the typical way that that term is used, which means that we wouldn't have any reserves left in what we call the Hospital Insurance Trust Fund. And now that date has been pushed out to 2026. In fact, it's been as late as 2028. So yes, this slowdown in that rate of increase per person on Medicare has really changed our forecasts about how long we can keep going on this trajectory. But that doesn't mean, of course, it goes on forever. 2026 is not in the too distant future, as you know.
Right. So what's behind this? I mean, what's behind the reduced rate of increase in spending?
Well, it's very interesting, especially when you compare spending for Medicare to spending for people with a private insurance, which is what people typically get through their employer or if they purchase insurance on a health insurance exchange. So healthcare costs have been growing more slowly for Medicare, and that's due to a number of different things. The first is that prices haven't been growing as quickly. So we've seen greater cost growth on the private insurance side because the prices that they pay to doctors, hospitals, and other health professionals have been growing as we've been growing out of the recession. But in the Medicare program, the prices haven't been growing as fast. A second reason is the rate at which we're spending more is slowing down for chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease or endocrine disease, which includes diabetes. So that's a promising sign, and we're trying to unpack why that is. And a third is that I think we've been through a period of when we haven't had as rapid cost growth, in part because we've just had a change in our societal attitudes around healthcare spending and prices. So we've had people paying a lot more attention to the value we're getting out of the healthcare system, and I think that that has had an overall dampening effect.
When you talk about the prices not going up as fast, does that mean physicians aren't getting paid as much? What's leading to the change in the prices?
Yeah, that's such an interesting subject. So the prices that are paid, let's say, for a hospital stay, which includes maybe a heart procedure, are very different for under private insurance or under Medicare. Medicare basically pays for all of the care for people over 65 and for some younger people who are disabled. And the Medicare program sets those prices. It says, here's what we're going to pay. And those prices increase at a rate which is dictated by formulas and also by actions that the Congress takes. In contrast, private insurers negotiate with doctors and hospitals over those rates. And now that we're in a period of time when the economy is growing and when the labor markets are getting a little tight, they're negotiating higher prices. And that's why prices are rising faster for those with private insurance.
Well, does one of those prices more accurately reflect the actual price of the particular treatment?
We wish we knew. And I say that as a health economist who's been working in this field for a couple decades now. There is just not the level of information about what it actually costs to deliver a service in the healthcare industry the way there is in other industries. Now, that's changing because both the Medicare program and private insurers are, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, starting to focus on the value we're getting for what we're spending. And in order to figure out if you're delivering value, lots of healthcare providers are having to track their costs in different ways than they have before. But that type of information is just coming out. So we've known for a long time that Medicare pays less on average than private insurers, but it doesn't mean that we know what's really the right price.
So I guess the big question here is, whether or not there's anything that can be learned from what you're finding in Medicare to apply to the private insurance market, or if it's even possible to apply what happens in Medicare to the private insurance market, especially given what you just said about how, you know, private insurers negotiate with doctors and hospitals their prices, and you know, Medicare sort of sets its price based on a number of other things. Is there a way that we can take some of the good stuff that's happening in Medicare and apply it elsewhere?
Absolutely. So one thing is that if private insurers and Medicare can start emphasizing the same type of measures of value and get healthcare providers aligned towards providing better value, for example, around hospitalizations or the care around a hospitalization, that'll be better for everyone in the system. Because, of course, the last thing a hospital or a physician practice wants is to be worrying about different formulas for every different insurer that their patients might be affiliated with. The second piece is just getting more information about what prices are being paid out there in the market. And the third is that there is a lot of attention starting to be paid to the wide variation in prices. And that's happening because a lot of patients out there are getting what are called surprise bills. So there's been a lot of political attention to this, and that is starting a discussion about what's a fair price out there.
All right. Dr. Melinda Bunton is chair of the Department of Health Policy at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. Dr. Bunton, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
This is really fun. Thank you, too.